Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Chickies in South Philly is where we're at. It is Cyber Monday. Chickies and Pete's has you taken care of. Double bonus days. You get two $10 bonus cards for every $50 you spend on gift cards at Chickies and Pete's. Hey, Buzz, is the Top 5 of 5 sponsored? I have it written down here. I didn't know if it was correct or not, though.
I do not have a sponsorship listed.
Okay.
All right.
All good. All good. Okay. All right. Well, everybody loves the Top 5 of 5, so let's get to it.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
Yes, finally some accountability
these airwaves. Yep. Finally. Yep. We haven't held anybody accountable ever.
Nope.
It was just happy horse bleep all day long.
Yeah. Yep. I am already looking forward to tomorrow's Top 5 because I do have my own funeral story that happened over the weekend.
Yeah, Jack has been teasing his funeral story. Is it better than my funeral story?
Well, I just say when you hear it, you're going to say, of course. Of course you did that.
You didn't sell books at
No, okay. No. I didn't stoop to that level, Spike. Okay. Thank you.
I didn't have a table set up outside.
I also didn't let one loose in the middle of it. You know what I mean? No, like I didn't fart.
Yeah,
Yeah. But I got another one. Okay. I think you'll like it.
Okay. All right. Was DeCamera selling books there?
Yeah. That would be a story. All right. Top 5 blames for Friday's loss.
Blames.
Against the Bears. Number 5. He's not the reason they lost.
But
this dude stinks. And that's Sidney Brown. He got torched on that one run with DeAndre Swift. He made it look like prime Barry Sanders. And it was a 2nd and 5. And if his job is to go tackle DeAndre Swift. And DeAndre Swift left him with his pants down. And then Sidney Brown was lucky that the throw was short because he got shook in the end zone with Caleb Williams. And Caleb Williams threw a bad ball. The dude... First off, he took apart Andrew McCuba's poor ankle. He's out there with friendly fire. He can't cover anyone. He's supposed to be a tackler. He misses tackles every week. He's not the reason they lost, but I was so mad at Sidney Brown on Friday.
That's fair.
Well, good news.
He easily gave up 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, he was right there.
Howie counted on a 3rd-round pick to be starting safety next to Reed Blankenship this year.
I think McCuba was 2nd-round pick. Right?
2nd-round pick.
There second you round.
Yeah,
second round.
And he's skinny and he's been hurt a couple times.
Yeah,
so you know, not surprising.
Yeah.
The 4th blame I'm giving is Zach Bond. Zach Bond was great last year.
Whoa,
we get it. But like
blame number 4,
they got ran on and once again, like when was the last time Zach Bond made a play? Last year, he had a nose for the football, and he dropped the ball in Dallas where they could have won that game. I feel like every week I look and see like he's one of the leading tacklers right in a game, but
it's not the big plays.
There's no impact plays.
There's no tackle for losses.
No. Like early in the season, he still had it, but since the early part of the season, he hasn't done squat. And when that was the first time they've allowed 2 100-yard rushers since 2005, and. Bond's a part of it.
And notice who was gone that year? This guy.
Yeah.
That's why that happened.
Yeah. And the locker room fell apart.
Right, yep. Yeah.
So
yeah, listen, now listen.
They left Richie there, dude.
I feel like you're personally attacking me. You started off with two of my guys.
Well, I'm a Zach Bond guy as well. But Sidney Brown, Sidney, I could not like watch it.
I can't argue.
He got dressed.
He did
a couple times.
Yeah.
That one in the open field with Swift, that's not an easy play.
I understand.
That was ugly, though.
He, like, went the complete opposite way. It was like watching Shady.
Well, he didn't even touch him.
Not even close. It was like Barry Sanders, Shady, DeAndre Swift.
I saw it. I was like, that's what it would look like if I tried to guard Luka.
And then the one in the end zone, he was just lucky that Caleb Williams short-armed
him. There was the other one before that one where Caleb Williams tried to throw it back across his body to Olamide Zaccheaus. And guess who was behind him chasing
Sidney.
It was Sidney. It was Sidney's man, yeah.
Yeah, he's not a starter.
No.
Again, there's nothing wrong with it. A special team.
Yeah.
Anyway, the third blame I'm giving to Sirianni, I mean, detailed, tough, together. They are striking out at all three right now. More big penalties, more lack of cohesiveness, and definitely no toughness. I mean, they're
tough. You can't say toughness after Friday.
You can't.
No.
You can't. So, when we talk about what does he do, what does he do, what does he do, well, what he says he does, they're failing at all three aspects of. So, he deserves blame for Friday.
Has there ever been a coach, let's say they unravel this year, to have 4 years like the 4 years Nick Sirianni has had in terms of boom or bust?
No, it's unbelievable.
Super Bowls.
It's so Eagles.
And two collapses.
Yeah,
if they collapse.
It's unbelievable, yeah.
And when you're critical of him, understandably, people go, well, he's gone to two Super Bowls. But then you say, okay, find me another coach in the NFL who has won a Super Bowl and has had two seasons, if this were to unravel, like 23 and 25, that close to each other.
Yeah.
And this is close. I mean, listen, they're not 10-1, but being 8-2, that's still pretty strong.
Pretty strong.
Yeah,
yes.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah. The second blame I'm giving to Jalen Carter. I mean, this is a guy who we've talked about should be in Defensive Player of the Year conversation off of last year, and for a majority of the season has been a massive disappointment. Jordan Davis made a couple of plays in this game. Where was Jalen Carter? I saw a lot of Byron Young out there. Jalen Carter is someone who we're supposed to be giving $40 million a year to this offseason. This is supposed to be his breakout season. And I could have given it to the whole defensive line, right? Like, Jalen Phillips, nothing again. Jordan Davis, not much. Moro Ojomo, not much. But Jalen Carter is supposed to be the difference maker. He's supposed to be the guy that influences everything. And again, when you get ran on the way they did, and he's on a milk carton, he had four tackles. He had four in that game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unacceptable from Jalen Carter.
Yeah, and I saw way too many plays where the Chicago Bears offensive line was just basically knocking us off the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't get any sort of penetration pause on coming across the line. And that little, stretch play here, and then the runner cuts it out the back door. Are you kidding me? That's simple.
Yeah,
what are we doing?
It was not some sort of Ben Johnson masterclass of scheme. It didn't seem like watching.
And our second level tackling was bad Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
Safeties. It was, man. And where's Jahad Campbell?
Not one snap.
Didn't even play.
Not one snap. All of a sudden. I mean, the first 4 weeks of the season, we're like, we got Fred Warner at 2.0.
Hashtag Howie season.
That's why I said, I hope this kid don't get frustrated.
Well,
I'm pretty sure he is.
I'm sure he's frustrated.
I'm sure he's frustrated.
I'm sure he's frustrated. But the number one blame.
Oh, you've been waiting for this.
Who's he got?
Oh, I know who it is.
It's Jalen Hurts.
There it is.
Like, are you kidding me?
You've been dying for this.
Like, he scored 9 points. It was 9 real points before
15.
He threw. It was 9 points. And then a throwaway drive against the Bears.
Wait,
missing.
I said that drive was a throwaway, and you berated me.
You did.
I don't know if I berated you.
You did.
Well.
Yeah.
We got to go back and check the tape. You said something that I disagreed with.
Okay.
But this is now you need to agree with me.
Well, okay, I said it wasn't a throwaway drive. We agreed and we jumped on Spike about it.
Yeah.
Regardless, scored 9 real points. 9 real points. Accuracy is falling apart all of a sudden. The interception was terrible. The like, I just...
The fumble, the missed guys all over the
fumble, the missed guys. It's been 4 weeks of just bad... Like, when he had the back-to-back games, the perfect passer rating in the Giants game.
Wasn't
bad
in Dallas.
He wasn't, but again, he's... I don't really get worked up over Jalen anymore.
Yeah.
I think most people are starting to come to my side. Uh-uh. I'll accept your apology anytime. He's not an elite quarterback. He is just a guy. And he's been playing like just a guy. And right now he's looking worse than just a guy. But the reason that they were at home with the Bears down, not a great defense, and they can't move the ball over through the air. And he has to take a shoulder of the blame for that. He just has to. Jalen Hurts, the number one blame for a Friday.
There it is. This hour sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Their big year-end sale going off. Get 40% off any door, any window. No money down, up to 12 months to pay it off interest-free. Call Guida Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
I tell you what.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
These last two games with this defense, it's been a lot of explosive plays.
Yeah.
Against Dallas, there was explosive plays through the air everywhere. Dak went up and down the field, bombing it away.
Yeah.
Friday, we had a bunch of explosive runs. You had two running backs over 100 yards, 280 yards rushing. We're not going to have any chance if the defense is going to play like this. At least when the defense was playing, that gave us a chance. Because we're only going to score 17 points, but we can't give up 24.
And we had two games of putting Jalen Phillips in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the last two.
People said they were better than last year's defense.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I tried to tell y'all that. Yeah, it's Elliott, that nonsense.
Well, Elliott is, again.
Still thinks they're the best team in the NFC.
Out of control.
Yeah.
Out of control.
He really is. Yeah. He makes it difficult.
Just when you think he's starting to make some sense.
You know I'm a defender of him.
We all are defenders
of him. He makes it very difficult.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Yeah, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
Just like Elliott. Perfect timing. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
Oh, here we go.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Please tell us how good he played on
Not
Friday.
Not good, OG. Not
no,
good.
I got to keep it a buck. You know what I mean? Jalen Hurts was the reason we lost that game. I would say the reason, but I'm going to say part reason because the defense was just atrocious. You know, and if I see Jordan Davis one more damn time make a tackle after giving up 280 yards on the ground and crossing his arms like he just... tornado or something.
So that does irk me almost as much as the Petullo and Sirianni arm bar.
Yeah.
Did they do the arm bar?
Nah, dude, I was waiting for it. I was waiting for it after the one touchdown. Like, show me the arm bar.
They did not do it this week.
Show me the law firm.
So let me say this, right? I heard Donovan say the same thing that I have been mimicking about the AJ thing.
Yeah.
And as much as
he's definitely on your side.
Yeah. You played a long game. You're right on this one. Yeah.
You know, the guy, I mean, if you look at the flow of this, number one, Jalen Hurts had hit, to me, his best game against the Giants, okay? Granted, not a good team, but whatever. I seen excitement out of him. Jalen Hurts with AJ, it seems like it's been just dictated. We need you to throw the ball here. And when you have a quarterback that's being told where he has to throw the ball. I don't know how you expect to see any damn good quarterback play when you're being told where you have to go with the ball. Because right now, we're not playing to win a Super Bowl. We're playing for to fulfilling. Like, let's not get AJ upset. And the moment that happened, AJ's got all of his numbers, right? Guess what? We ain't won none of them damn games. So when people say, like Shady McCoy, AJ needs to touch the ball for us to win, well, AJ's been touching it. We ain't been winning.
Well, can I play devil's advocate for a second here? Just for a moment. Because I don't necessarily disagree with you, but it's not like they're throwing it to AJ and they're incompletions. It's not like he's got 17 targets and 6 catches. Right. They're mm-hmm. successful plays.
Right. But here's the problem with it, though, Spike. I know where you're going with this because I agree with you. So I'm not it's not like I don't want him to throw. I think that the Eagles offense, the way that they design it, it's actually for AJ to draw certain coverages so that other players can get open and we can score on those plays. But the ones that we're throwing to AJ, oh, he's possessing the ball. Dang, he's getting the thing. But it's not really in the flow of what the offensive coordinator's game plan and how to win a game. It's just, to me, it's just like, okay, we're going to give AJ 9 targets today. He's got to get 9. And so now, what about the win? Where's winning the game become important? And then I heard you, Jack, about Jalen's not an elite quarterback. If you look at all the elite quarterbacks, all them jokers are on the verge of not making the playoffs right now.
That's great. The Eagles are on the verge of a collapse. Amazing.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So for
but he's also leading. He's also leading one of the worst offenses in the league with amount of talent that should not be that.
So no, I'm not going to say it's okay. But I agree with a lot of the people. It's not just one thing. You know what I'm saying? Like our offensive line is hurt, and that's the reason why we don't get the production out of that. But Jalen has to play better. But Jalen would be the first one to tell all of us, you know what I'm saying, that he needs all of these components for us to win. You know what I'm saying? I'm like this here, right? With how we are right now as a team, this team is constructed to basically we have to have a good defense, we have to have a good running game, and that is your line for success there. You know
this
what I'm saying?
This team shouldn't if Jalen was the quarterback that you have said he is, then mm-hmm. this team shouldn't need an elite running game to win games.
Well,
they
let
shouldn't.
Me ask you this question, Spike.
Yeah, yes, sir.
What quarterback out here that you know can carry their team to a win?
Are you serious?
Yeah, name me one.
Matt Stafford.
Okay, and when was that? That was how long ago that was?
Can carry Did his team to a win? Numerous. In the Super Bowl. Well, but Jalen didn't carry them. Jalen didn't carry them to a win in a Super Bowl. What are you talking about?
Matthew Stafford just called his team the game yesterday.
Matthew Stafford also. See, this is. I don't care. Matthew Stafford has been 10 times the quarterback Jalen has been this year. It's not even close. And Jalen didn't carry them to the. Okay, so what are we? Why are we bringing up Matt Stafford? Why are we bringing up Matt Stafford?
I didn't bring him up.
What was your question? What was your question?
This here is everybody say that there's other quarterbacks that can drag their team to a win, and my point is the quarterback that you say that does that didn't win no Super Bowl. So,
but I don't care.
They have all the talent, but
I don't care. They're not winning because of him. OG. Last year they did not win 14 games because of Jalen. They didn't win the Super Bowl because of Jalen. Okay, they didn't.
No
so,
team. My point is this: no team wins because of one player.
I know, but you can lose because of one player. And the point is that you have made the point that he is the best quarterback in the NFL. He's not. It's fine.
Not now,
but he's
not right now. He's not because
never, never. He's never been the best quarterback in the NFL. Not one day. Not one day has he been the best quarterback in the NFL. Never.
The reason why I picked Jalen Hurts to be the best quarterback in the NFL, because he has the ability to beat you in a multitude of ways.
Why is he doing it?
Which ways?
Well, here's the thing, right? The running, everybody say that Jalen, no, not everybody. It's just the so-called writers now. Jalen told the coaches he doesn't want to run the ball. Now, does that make any sense to you guys?
Yes. Yes. It makes perfect sense. Why would they not run him?
Jalen told the coach he don't want to run the ball.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. You know what?
Of course he is.
He ain't got no credibility in this city or nothing. The one damn thing you can always also say, Jalen ain't never led us astray in terms of lying and all this stuff. But y'all take a reporter who hides behind a source told me that Jalen said he doesn't want to run the ball no more.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, OG. What would the motivation be? What would the motivation be if they wanted to run the football? What would the motivation be to tell a reporter that he doesn't want to? Why wouldn't they just do it? If he will do it and they want to call it, why wouldn't it happen? If they want to do it and he will do it, why wouldn't it happen?
Because Nick Sirianni just told y'all in the presser that they're not trying to get him hurt by running the ball. So that is their call. That's not Jalen telling them he doesn't want to run the ball.
Okay.
They're trying to protect their asset.
What do you think? He's going to go up there and say Jalen doesn't want to do it?
Well,
do you think Nick Sirianni is going to do that?
No, I don't. But what I would like you to do, Spike, because I know you're smart, okay? And I'll repeat this again. Jalen Hurts has said for a very long time, everybody's been telling me how I'm supposed to play and make it look. And we did not win that way. So now this is the way that he knows to win, which is him in the Super Bowl, both throwing and running the ball. So now all of a sudden that Jalen found the key to winning, he's going to say, I don't want to run the ball.
What's his key to winning?
His
key to winning is having the best defense in football, a 2,000-yard rusher, two number one receivers, and the best offensive line. Amazing. I can't believe he won last year. What a player.
Hang in there, OG.
Oh, my gosh.
Hang in there, OG.
I need one.
Oh, what a strategy. Is that your 4-point plan?
Just be accountable for once.
Just one of you tools answer that question.
What's the question? I don't even know what you're
yelling at.
Ridiculous
I was cooking
question
your ass.
Is.
Say that again?
What is your ridiculous question?
The question is this here. Is why can't y'all believe that Jalen did not tell the reporter? What's the name? Hugh Douglas from Django. He says, I believe what I'm told.
Come on. Hey, hold up. We
can't do that. Can we let OG go?
OG?
I can't even be involved in this.
Don't do that.
I can't even be involved in this.
You got to beef with you. Take that up with you. Don't be silly.
Nope.
Yes.
Not a good one.
Goodness. I wasn't ready for that.
I can't even laugh at it. I'm sorry I'm laughing.
Come on, man.
All right. Oh, my God. Yes. Well, we got OG back, thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank God.
He showed you the key to winning last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're about to lead back-to-back years of being a horrible passing offense, by the way.
He tells you you could beat them in multiple ways. Could you just pick one of them?
Could you cook up 20 points to beat the Bears on Friday?
They scored 25, I think.
No, I know, but they could have.
Okay.
I'm looking for 20.
Okay.
Also, can you look at the iPad?
I know. That bothers you.
Well, it's just that,
you don't think he looks at the iPad?
Do you think Devontae and him went to the sideline?
Well, no.
Hey, here's where we went wrong.
To be fair, they actually talked coming off the field.
Oh, did they?
See, I thought they were looking in both opposite directions and being like, you know, what do we want us to do? Look at the iPad.
I think they use Microsoft Surface.
Okay, whatever you do.
Okay.
Look at the tablet.
It's not an iPad.
Yeah. It's not an iPad.
iPad.
Right. Facts are facts.
You're right.
Facts are facts.
Sorry, look at the tablet.
Okay. All right. 215-592-9494. Let it out Monday. Boy, people are letting it out.
Tensions are high.
Yes. Coming up next, we will go around the league. We are Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Cyber Monday. What's that mean at Chickies? It means double bonus days. You get two $10 bonus cards for every $50 you spend on gift cards. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So it's cold now. Might even get a little snow tomorrow. That's it. So maybe you've been waiting for the cold to get here because you didn't believe that it would actually get here to replace your doors and windows with Gaida. Maybe you've waited this long, Gaida door and window. If you've waited this long, normally I would say you waited too long, but not with Gaida. They have their big end of the year sale going on right now at Guida. 40% off every window you buy. 40% off every professionally installed triple pane window. You're also going to get 40% off any door, any kind of door. Insulated entry door, patio door, garage door, storm door. And you can start your project with no money down and interest-free financing for up to 12 months. So if you need new windows and doors, and you probably do, go Guida right now so you can take advantage of the big year-end sale. All prior sales excluded. Offer expires December 31st. Call Guida today to schedule a free in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.